it didn't start out the way I wanted to, but then in the end, I think battled back and played a pretty strong game. I thought our team played really well. We battled all night long. It was kind of just a good effort from us.
Did you feel like you guys were, had a chance to come back? Because I mean, you were making a lot of big saves.
For sure. We always have a chance to come back. We have some good forwards. We have some good defensemen. I mean, we can score a lot of goals. We know that. We just haven't done it a lot yet this year, and I think it's coming.
Always tough when those pucks are kind of sitting under you, but you don't know exactly where they are.
For sure, yeah. That last one was really weird. It was the monitor came in, and he really fanned on that puck. He had almost just kind of hit me. It was a weird spot. And he just laying right underneath me, so it was fine.
There are a fair number of odd man rushes against you today. It seemed like you were just staying really square to the puck. What were you kind of seeing out there?
I was just really trying to stay square, to stay in position, and I knew if I was in position, he really didn't have much to shoot at, and he kind of put it to my chest a couple times, and I was happy for that.
It's always a balance in terms of, you know, how far you come out and challenge. Do you stay back in your net, anticipating a pass across? Do you feel like you're really in the zone as far as being able to read not just what's happening with the puck, but what might happen anticipation-wise?
For sure, I'm trying to do that. I mean, as you get more experience in this league and more experience in hockey in general, you play more and more games, you start getting better and better reads. And this will be my second year, a little bit more experience than last year, and I think it helps me out a lot just understanding and reading different situations.